Ever wish you could sue Google or Facebook? Well, good news, you can, and I guarantee you'll win. $8 or so. Get all the details in this episode of The Catholic Money Show. All right, what is the deal here, Jonathan? Sue Google, Facebook, win, get money? Yes, it's true. I am talking to you today about the wonderful world of class action lawsuits. Let's dive in. So a class action lawsuit, if you maybe you've heard the word, I know I've heard the word a lot. I'll tell you what, and I'm not to make light of the situation or anything. I watched a lot of TV when I was a kid growing up in the 90s, and I will tell you what. I know that if you were in a building with asbestos and you got mesothelioma, you could get money because they ran those commercials letting everybody know about the class action lawsuit all the time. And that is what the deal is. So a class action lawsuit, what is that? Well, when a company will do something bad, something wrong, right? Somebody could sue them. You know, you ripped me off. I'm going to sue you for the damages. Well, maybe they ripped a ton of people off. And so instead of dealing with, you know, 10,000 or more lawsuits, maybe millions of lawsuits over a particular issue, they say, you know what? We're just going to bundle all these together, have one ruling, one pot of money, and it's going to get split up between everybody. And of course, the lawyers, they get a bunch of it. But what is left, right, gets split up between all the people who said, yes, I want in on this deal. Please, I'm in. Take care of the lawsuit for me. I'll take whatever I get at the end. That is the class action, because there's a class of people all coming together, taking this legal action, a class action lawsuit. And so these are going on all the time. Because they're going on all the time, there is a good chance they are going on with something that you did. Some company you did business with may have done you wrong, even if you weren't aware of it. And I'm talking about this now because just this week, we got a check in the mail. Amanda got a check in the mail. It was for over $300 because she bought disposable contact lenses at some point in the last few years. So this one was the disposable contacts antitrust litigation. You can get, if you really want to, if you need some bedtime reading to cure your insomnia, head on over to contactlenssettlement.com. And I know, I'll tell you this right off the bat, these websites where you go file your claims, you might think you're getting scammed because they look so bad and they're asking for your information. So make sure you go to them from a reputable source. I'll share some links in the show notes and later in this episode. But don't worry, they are the real deal. So contactlenssettlement.com says, if you purchase certain disposable contact lenses for your own use between June 1st, 2013 and December 4th, 2018, this litigation and settlements with two of the defendants could affect your rights. So Amanda did buy contact lenses in that time. You fill out the form. Now, sometimes you will get, you fill out the form. They get all the forms in. They figure out how many people submitted a claim. They take the amount of money that's for the people who submitted a claim. They split it up. They cut the checks. They mail them out. And we got this. It says, award checks are expected to mail to the approved class members on June 27th, 2023. They sure did, because they came like a couple days ago. So sometimes you will get something in the mail, maybe by email, letting you know that you're eligible to join a class action lawsuit. And if that's the case, that's great. They did the work for you. This will be, if you registered a product Like currently there's one about some car seats or something. So if you registered that you with the company that you bought this product, they know you have it. They know that they made money off of you with it. So when the class action lawsuit comes around, like they've got a list of customers, boom, you're on it. You get contacted. That's like the easiest way. But a lot of times you're not on the list, even though it affected you. This could be because you bought a product and didn't have any sort of registration, or you bought it with cash. So even the store doesn't know all these things, right? So for instance, a few years ago, and I must not have filled out the form right, because I don't remember getting paid. but I remember Costco got hit with one because on their coconut oil canister said something about being heart healthy. And depending who you listen to, that's true or not true. The mainstream medical establishment says that's not true. So they were saying it. They put this untrue claim on their product. And so somebody sued them for it. And then so it's like, if you bought Costco coconut oil between this time and this time, it was like $10, you know, you're going to get paid for a little bit of your purchase. Or, it's all these, a lot of times these, like, you know, a claim goes a little bit too far on some, you know, an energy drink or supplement or something like that. I've gotten a couple of those. And I mean, you get like $5. You're not going to get rich, but hey, if you're working towards a financial milestone, if you're working towards a big goal, if you're trying to get out of debt, if you're trying to save up everything you can scratch together, even a couple bucks is helpful. Or you're doing all that. And so, hey, if I can get a little bit of money this way, I've got a little bit of pocket money. I've got a little bit of breathing room, a little bit of funds. And so that's another way to look at it too. All right. Another one we got a while ago was Zoom. I don't know if you remember this, but there was a big deal with Zoom, how you could just, like, anybody could join your meeting if they like typed in the right like numbers or something like that. That's when, of course, they added passwords and all that, but that security breach or whatever, they got sued for that. And I think I got like $20, something like that, out of that one. And so I want to tell you, so these class action lawsuits, they're out there. There's two places you can go. I wish there was like a really easy to use, really clear website that tracks all this. There are some, they could be a lot better, but oh well. So the ones that I found there, now if you just do a search for like class action lawsuits I can have, you'll find some sites. Some of them are a little more confusing than others. Some of them are still like, they're in the phase of, we're looking for people who were affected by this. So then that's kind of a more, it's way earlier on the process. It's a little bit more going on. But there's some that are still good. So topclassactions.com can do that one. That one's okay. What's this? Openclassactions.com. There's some of those. And there was one other one. Consumer Action, I think it was. Consumer Action. Yes, here it is. Consumer Action. consumer-action.org. I will have links to these in the notes, so don't worry about that. But these will, they list out ones that are happening right now that have deadlines coming up. And so for instance, right now there's, if you used a Right Guard antiperspirant spray between certain dates, you might get like $10. A particular brand of hand sanitizer, chicken price fixing class action settlement, Dr. Pepper A&W root beer and cream soda settlement. You could get $5.50, maybe $25 if you have proof. There's numerous ones against Facebook, Clorox Pine Sol voluntary recall. Someone has some recalls on there. Unilever Dove Suave dry shampoo recall. Lots of different things going on in here. Anyway, so it's worth looking up because they might apply to you. I want to share with you right now two I can almost guarantee apply to you and that you are eligible for. First one being Google, what is this one called? The Google, let me find the real name of this thing because it's a fun one. The Google header, the Google refer header privacy litigation. So this is at referheadersettlement.com. And if you go here, it says, where is it here? It's essentially, if you used Google between October 25th, 2006 and September 30th, 2013, you did a search and you clicked at least one search result link in that time, you're eligible. So I can almost guarantee if you were listening to this, you probably used Google in that time span and it clicked a result. And so you can put in your claim, say, yep, I did that. And you're going to get, I don't know, right now it says you're going to get approximately $8.46. It'll vary depending on how many people apply. If less than they think you're going to say they were part of it, you're going to get a little bit more. If more people say, you're going to get a little bit less. So yes, by sharing this, I might be working my way out of a few cents in my settlement because you, my friend, are going to get in on this. So I'll have a link to these two in particular class actions for you to join in the show notes. But that is referheadersettlement.com. If you used Google between October 2006 and September 2013, which I think most of us did. So there's that one. And then there's a Facebook one. A Facebook, like, obviously, Facebook user privacy data stuff. So if you used Facebook, essentially, if you used Facebook in the last 10 years, you're eligible. So for that one, you go in, you file the form, and you have to put in like what your Facebook username is or was. Even with deleted accounts, you're still eligible. So you can put in what your account username was or is, the email address that is or was associated, and the phone number that was or is associated. You put that in and you'll get, I don't know, maybe like $10 in a few months from now when the deadline is done and they process it all. And what's neat is with these, at least these two, and I think more and more are doing this, you can get paid a variety. You can get a check in the mail. They'll send it to your PayPal. They'll shoot it over to you via Venmo. It's so easy. And so it's just like a little little surprise when it's going to drop in. You know, one of these days in a few months, I'm going to have an extra like $18 in my Venmo waiting for me because I used Google and I used Facebook in the last 10 years. So it's an easy way to get money. Again, check out these sites that I link to. Come back to them every, I don't know, like 6 months or so, because there's always going to be new class action lawsuits with new deadlines that are coming up. And so these lists are going to refresh all the time. So every, I don't know, 3 to 6 months, go to these websites, check out, see what's available to you. It's so easy to fill out a claim. Like, you just type in your name. And if here's the tip. Do it on your computer, not your phone, because you probably, unless you have it in your phone too, you probably have like your name and address and all that stuff and on autofill. At least it happens more often for me on my computer than my phone. So it's like that makes filling out the form so fast. And then you fill out like a little, like, yes, I bought this thing, or yes, I use this website, whatever it is. Click the box, say yes. There you go. So please sue Google and Facebook with me, because they've already been sued. They've already been judged against. It's just up to you to say, hey, that was me you ripped off, and get a little bit of money for it. Again, those are in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the Catholic Money Show, where we help you grow in your faith, grow in your stewardship, and learn more about personal finance. And of course, with episodes like this from time to time, just some super practical tips to get money in your wallet. Do like I did. Don't be selfish with this information. Tell your friends about these class action lawsuits. Even better, just send them this episode of the Catholic Money Show. Just hit the share button wherever you're listening to this right now and send it on over. Or start a text message or an email and say, hey, I just learned about these class action lawsuits. I think you could probably get some money too. Listen to this podcast. Boom. Paste the link or walletwin.com/podcast. They'll listen to it. They'll fill it out. And I think they're going to thank you. So I thank you for listening, for being a part of the Walletwin community. And till next time, God bless you. Bye for now. And thank you for listening to the Catholic Money Show.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Walletwin program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.